Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just shaking my head in. I think the word is bemusement at that little episode you just quoted from our friend Mr. Malema. I mean, this is news to me. I've obviously heard nothing about this until right now.
Right.
But I come down on your side. I would sum up the whole matzah pudding by saying, pick your battles. You know, why pick on the Jews? But, you know, if he wants to say we value lives, we'll take it. Yeah, we do value our lives and we do get vaccinated. Let's move on. I would say, you know, pick your battles. But you have to shake your head and think, oh my God.
Well, it is. Look, even the first part of the thing to say, you know, what he was trying to do was the right thing. And he was trying to talk to his followers and say, get vaccinated. He's saying, you know what? No one's going to force you, but I've been vaccinated. I believe in science. And that's where then it went a bit wrong when he's saying, and it's been tested on whites, which, all right. I don't know why I make this vaccine a racial issue. And then saying, even the Jews are taking it. So, you know, and those guys don't mess around with their lives. I actually kind of liked it, and I don't see, you know, look, that's just me. I don't see anything. Kim Tobias saying, I'm happy that we're the benchmark. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wouldn't have ticked the like box, but I would say, you know, pick your battles. You know what I mean?
And that's somebody who's coming from Vic Aladev, who has fought anti-Semitism in the press for most of his working life, I would say.
And I would say, if that's the worst thing he ever says about us, we'll take it.
Absolutely right. Okay, tell us about the state memorial service for Eddie Jaku.
So Eddie Jaku, as we discussed last week, his book, The Happiest Man on Earth, passed away at the age of 101. So it has been quite, and also just to broaden out that picture first, is just to remind listeners that he gave a TED talk to 6,000 people in his late 90s. I think he was 96 at the time that he did that. You know, received a standing ovation for doing so. His book has been translated into about 30 different languages. The Prime Minister gave a speech in the Parliament. The Premier of the State gave a speech. The response to him and to his passing has been a flood of response, basically. And now the Premier of New South Wales, of the state, has said there will be a state memorial service to honour him. It's obviously the first time that has happened to honour a Holocaust survivor. And while it's obviously and the family has accepted that, and the important thing as well, I guess, is that it puts awareness of the Holocaust in a front and center. So it's one of the main items on the television news in at night. So he's going to be honored by the state with a memorial service, which is very fitting and, such a wonderful and inspirational person.
Yeah, incredible. Really, really just a phenomenal, phenomenal story and phenomenally inspirational guy. Community back at school, at shul, and everywhere else. Is it life as it always was?
It's with a caveat, and the caveat is, so you can be back inside shul with one person per 4 square meter distancing. So a large shul which can take 1,000 people, the number is something like 320 can go to shul, at one time. And so yes, that is happening, and the schools are all back. Teachers are wearing masks, and little ones, as in, you know, little kids are aged 5 and 6 and 7, on the first day of school, they were encouraged to wear masks, but it was not mandatory. And little ones being little ones, obviously those masks came off very quickly, because at the age of 5 and 6 and 7, it's a challenge to sit the whole day. But essentially, the community life is, as I say, with restrictions and caveats, pretty much back to normal. It's people visiting people and families reuniting, you know, which is, which is so obviously very important, yes.
And in terms of travel in and out of Australia?
Very interesting question. So there's been major announcements in the last few weeks by Qantas, which is Australia's national airline, saying that it's opening its doors pretty much to not the entire world, but to a lot of the major countries. And in this neck of the woods, that means Singapore and Thailand, and once you're there, then you can go into Europe and the States and elsewhere. So there has been a flood of bookings, of flight bookings to go, to leave the country. And so that has been obviously a major announcement. And the other interesting thing is within the country, borders have come down because each state, there are six states and two territories, so-called, and each one did their own thing in terms of border control and who could, people could come in and come out. And all those borders within the country, within the states, have mostly come down as well. The two big cities, Sydney and Melbourne, one can go between the two. And again, for family reunion and people haven't seen grandchildren for months and all of that, that's obviously, very, very well received.
No doubt about that. And finally, hate on the street of Sydney.
Yes, a very unpleasant story. Some listeners might recall, so three years ago, when I was in my former role as CEO of the Board of Deputies, I led a campaign, a three-year campaign, which achieved a new law. And that was after an appalling human being, an extremist religious leader, gave a speech on the streets of Sydney calling for death to the Jews. And nothing happened to him legally. Bottom line is, after a three-year campaign, we managed to get a new law put onto the statute books, which says if you incite violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual preference, that is a crime right there. The law should not wait for something to happen. That nothing ever happened to this person legally because the law which we brought in was post his appalling speech. He has now given another speech, the same sort of speech, quote unquote, destroy the Jews. Give us the necks of the Jews, etc. And he did this in May while the latest war between Israel and Hamas was underway. But this video footage has just come to light. Translated by memory, which I'm sure, I have no doubt many listeners will be aware of. Middle East media monitoring does an excellent job. They have translated the video. It's available on YouTube. Listeners could pick it up, no doubt. And so he's given another speech, and it has been referred to the police, and who are looking at it with a view to possibly, and hopefully this time, prosecuting this individual for yet another absolutely sickening public speech.